Next point is number four, terms of reference. Terms of reference. The terms of reference for the Harbour Board were considered by the Cabinet in January 2018 and accepted as drafted. Members' attention is drawn to paragraph 3.5, which states that the meetings will be chaired by the Cabinet Member for Infrastructure and Transport. This needs to be amended to meetings will be chaired by the Cabinet Member for Environment and Heritage, and that's me. board members of the board are asked to review these and propose any changes that they think will improve the functionality of the board in light of the training received on their responsibilities under the Port Marine Safety Code, otherwise known as the PMSC or the Code. Do we have any comments on that or questions?
If we might, Chair, just in paragraph 3.1, it states the hub will comprise of up to 5 elected members, and it's actually agreed in cabinet that it will be 7 elected members. That also needs to be changed and accepted.
Yeah. Sorry, I didn't see.
That's right, Mr. Chair. Following on from that, of course, in another document, it does already say that there are 7 elected members, so it's good to go. It's a very technical point. Does that have any implications for our quorum? Are we increased from 3 to 4, or does it take the main of 3? No matter.
I believe it will make it 3, but Helen will be able to pick that point up.
Helen, can you clarify?
Sorry, just to clarify this, the terms of reference that are set out in the Constitution do refer to 7 elected members. Of course, the terms that went to the committee, which is full council attached to court, refers to 5. After the committee, the chairs of voting, the court's outcome meeting, it's determined 7. So, virtually, the up-to-date Constitution does indeed refer to 7 elected members.
And the implication for our quorum is that we remain at 3, or
your quorum remains at 3.
Yeah, it's one that's very technical.
Okay.
Absolutely, you remain at 3 because otherwise you'll be losing this 5-7 quorum typically.
Thank you, Helen. Can you just clarify something for me here? As you said, it was 7 members. The Harbour Board should comprise of up to 5 elected members, and this is to include the three cabinet members. And 2 further elected members may be co-opted as and when required. Does this make 7? I would just clarification on that point. Is that the 2 co-opted making 7?
I think what you probably identified is something we should actually be 4, not 2, because I think the qualification was where the report went to 2 for council saying 5. It was written on that basis, but actually that should be 4. I do have delegated powers from the Revolution of the Constitution where something's undergone in normal in terms of the effect that you've implemented. And as you made a decision that it would be 7, then I need to amend that to say 4 further amendments. And what we've done is we've put all 7 members on the board and we've been sort of trained with 7 members, including the 3 cabinet members, so that you're all in a position to take part in the board. But what it does
mean is that you can appoint 3 members. Thank you, Alan. Do you have any further questions? Andrew,
following on, obviously we have a lot of paperwork ahead of this meeting to read through, and that's a very good briefing, not being able to make a training meeting with Mr. Newton as well, with reference to the code. I think that was a question that was kind of raised. in terms of the fitness of these to allow us to meet all of those sorts of terms. I just wanted to explore what sort of, when would our next meeting be? I'd see at minimum three. I'm kind of thinking this getting going phase, we would want to meet perhaps sooner than 3 months from now to make sure that we're really moving from toddling to walking to running as quickly as possible.
Thank you for that, Andrew. Yes, I know that. I think very good idea. But we should have just to bring us all up to speed. I mean, it's quite a complex issue, actually. Good idea. We can make that place.
If I could just say the last item on the agenda is future dates for gender items.
Yeah.
And proposal then was for to discuss whether that future meeting would be happening quite right, probably, rather than just leaving for 3 months at this stage while we're getting up to speed. And because there are a number of issues, obviously, ongoing in terms of what we need to make our provision order, for example, it would benefit you to meet at an early date, but that's something you can pick up under. I think that could be a sensible idea.
Yes, thanks for that. Yes, I'm also very keen that we actually have a site visit from members that are aware of what our state is. So actually go down there, perhaps in Jonathan's, one of his launches or one of the river taxis, and actually see what we're really driving in Newport. Matt.
Thanks, Chairman. In terms of reference, and our agenda today, it doesn't give any chance for, obviously this is a public meeting, it doesn't give us any chance for members of the public to speak or ask questions, but I wonder if we should consider at least some point where perhaps members of the public could submit a written question that the committee could take control of, or whether that should be just directed to the cabinet member. What do you think?
Thank you, Matt. Could I pass that on to Helen? This is, as far as I understand, for the public to observe, not to be involved in this particular meeting. We do have other meetings with a Harbour user group, where perhaps the public and users obviously are involved. Can I pass this to Helen, just for clarification on that?
Yes, you're quite right, because the terms of reference don't provide for question time. I think it's a slightly different committee to other committees where you are wearing your producing colours and you are considering those specific things. And there is a lot of news that can pick up operational issues. That said, if it's the wish of the board that we want to incorporate member public question time, terms of reference can be amended. Terms of reference, I'm afraid, have to go back to full council to be amended. So it may be a recommendation from here on the need to take the back to full council to amend.
Supplementary, ma'am.
Thank you. On that basis, is it worth us just at least considering what the conduit should be if a member of the public wants to specifically get something through to this committee? Should that be through the Harbour Users Group, perhaps? Should we make a statement to say that?
Stuart,
do you
like
to?
Well, yeah, I would actually agree with that. That it should be through the Harbour Use Group. We've noticed before when we had issues, for example, with the floating bridge, there were comments coming from all over the place at any time of the night, day, weekend. So it took a huge amount of time, and many people were asking the same sort of questions. So I think it's those people that have a better knowledge and interest might be the right people to direct it through. Obviously, any question can be asked of a committee at any time, and Helen will correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe it is always open to the chairman to accept questions if he or she chooses. So that facility is there. Can I add one extra thing, Chairman? I think this is possibly something that might have to go back to Cabinet, as it was Cabinet that set up this board. Is that it would be a useful forum, not just to deal with Newport, but if we altered the title of this meeting to the Harbours Committee, that would give us the opportunity to deal with issues arising from Ryde and Ventnor as well. And I think there will be significant issues on both of those harbours of public concern, and there will be significant issues requiring financial recommendations, and I think it's probably the right forum to do so. And if we are going to have seven members, then obviously we can have a wider representation to allow for that additional work. I think it's a decision of Cabinet, but I would hope that perhaps this committee could recommend that that is the way to go.
I think it
has
to be a
full
council decision, because this board is a committee delegated by full council, but the other way to recruit back. I wonder if, just listening to some of the comments and bearing in mind it's the very first meet, I think if you ultimately decide to meet perhaps in less than 3 months, I wonder whether between now and the next meeting, obviously we all have a better opportunity to familiarise yourselves, that perhaps we put the terms of reference back on the next agenda. With a view to picking up, because what we don't want to do is amend with one issue and then go to amend with another. But maybe with the opportunity to think about it, the issues that Castle Price has raised now, that you folks have such, so anyone else has anything, we could further discuss at the next meeting, because we could then take back one and put up anything else we may want to amend. Indeed, as officers, we may find as we walk through, and in fact, we might have some suggestions, I suspect. But that's just my thought.
So I take it terms of reference to go on the next agenda.